You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805 Favorites. And Tom, today, Surfer Mike called in, and they've got this really cool thing that they're doing. Yeah. If you want to save your beaches, they're doing a coastal cleanup on he's actually on Ormond Beach. But from 9 to 12, they'll give you gloves, bags, a picker-upper, and you can help pick up and clean up our beaches.
Oh, wow. That's a great thing to get involved
in. I know.
So that's from 9 to 12 today, right here at all of our local beaches?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Yep.
I mean, if you have nothing to do, take the kids, go down there and just, what a great way to educate your children on that the beaches, basically,
they don't clean themselves up.
I mean, we get to go and enjoy these beaches. They don't charge you to sit at the beach and watch the beautiful waves all day. But to keep it like that, we all have to participate in that. What a great way to start teaching your children that.
What a good feeling to do that. Yeah,
excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Surfer Mike, for telling us that. That's awesome.
Are you hungry for a little more than what you've had before? Are you hungry?
Actually, I am hungry. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by the First Cut Series on behalf of our friends at Food Share Ventura County. The First Cut Series is an education experience that puts you behind the butcher counter and teaches you about the cuts of meat and flavors that will kick up your next meal. Go to ebhfirstcutseries.eventbrite.com for tickets. A portion of proceeds from every First Cut event is donated to FoodShare, who's working hard to help feed the nearly 102,000 individuals, Sandy, in Ventura County who need a bite and a helping hand.
That's 72,000 and 52,000.
Exactly. And for like Tom said earlier, for every dollar FoodShare receives, they're able to get $5 of assistance to those individuals who need a little help. But, Tom, Sandy, I have been eating lately a ton of pork belly. And
is that what this is right here?
That's what's in front of you. Yeah, brought in some cooked pork belly this morning. And in preparation for our First Cut class this week on Thursday, which is all about fats, I'm like, what better time than to share my pork belly experiences? Because I literally have been eating, I think, a pound or something a week of pork belly.
So Jason took a picture of it, and yeah, we're trying to post it on Facebook, but I downloaded that new iPhone iOS thing.
Well, I can do it. Yeah, I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, you can take a picture of that one. We'll post some, because again, when we talk about pork belly, what does everyone love with breakfast?
Bacon.
Bacon. And pork belly is the originator of bacon. You can't have bacon without pork belly.
Right.
I mean, people nowadays are trying to leverage other animals for bacon, turkey bacon and faux bacon.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with that.
Tofu bacon.
No tofu.
Red marks on it.
Yeah. I'm not in for that. I want the real deal. And through tips with Michael at the Ventura Meat Company, I've actually shifted, though, from bacon to belly because I can season it the way I want.
And what's the difference consistency-wise?
There is no difference. Because, again, the belly is the base for bacon. How you get bacon is you take a nice slab of pork belly, which comes literally from the belly of the pig, and it's after the loin and the spare ribs have been removed. So you get a nice fresh block. There's a good fat content and concentration there, but also great lean meat in between those strips. It's nice and thick and meaty. You can slice it any thickness you want. To get bacon, you cure that pork belly. And curing is basically a mashup of seasoning, salts, and dry rub that you coat the belly with. Most people recommend 7 to 10 days of dry rub in the fridge. So you get a good coating. You can make up your own breakdown. You can put in, some chipotle salts and some dry smoke and different things. But you put it in your refrigerator with this dry rub for a good 7 to 10 days. Take it out. Wash off that belly real good and get all that seasoning and that dry crust off. Then a lot of people recommend and are endorsers of the smoking process as well. So you could technically just slice that belly after the dry rub and the curing, cook it up, and you've got bacon. But a lot of people believe that you don't fully, like the purists say, you don't have bacon until you add some kind of smoke. There's applewood smoke, cherrywood smoke, you can do oak, maple. That imparts and saturates the fat with a little bit of flavor, reminding you of those wood notes and the nuances. So you can dry cure it and leave it there, or you can add the additional process of smoking, but belly becomes bacon through that process.
Okay, so if you want to get pork belly, where do you go and just get pork belly? I mean, I don't see it at the markets, right?
Not many regular grocery stores carry pork belly in that way. You got to go to a butcher shop. We have the luxury here in town of Ventura Meat Company.
Right, Ventura Meat Company.
But
sure.
Most places, it's going to be a butcher shop style item.
Right.
You can cube it. If you cube it and cure it, you can get pancetta.
Oh, I love pancetta.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and the difference between pancetta and bacon is that pancetta is cured and unsmoked. So, again, talking about the two phases of the process, you can get sliced or cubed pancetta out of curing the bacon but not smoking it.
Okay.
The belly, excuse me. See, I get my terms all interchangeable because I'm not eating bacon anymore. I'm just eating belly as bacon. I'm getting all confused myself.
Yeah, well, the show started confusing.
I know, it's been a weird
it's
Saturday.
It's not a Saturday, supposedly, according to Sean, and additions are way out of whack now.
We're all thrown off. Thanks,
so
Sean.
So now we're eating pork belly instead of bacon.
Yeah.
I could fake you out. I'll just bring bacon in and tell you it's pork belly.
I'm okay with that because technically you'd be right. It's like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
Okay.
That's going to blow her out the rest of the day.
When we talk about bacon, though, too, I want to get one myth out of the way, and that's in regards to Canadian bacon.
Yeah, okay.
Canadian bacon is back to ham, like you were talking about with the hamburger.
Right, it is ham.
So it is ham. It's off the back,
Now I'm really confused.
It's leaner, full of a lot of good protein, obviously, but it is actually from the back. It's not from the belly.
And it looks like ham. It doesn't have the fat going through it like that.
It does look like ham. But bacon and belly in general is one of the oldest processed and cured meats known to man. It's been documented back into the 1500s with the Chinese as curing and taking pork belly and creating a bacon or processed style meat. So when you think about people's love and kind of inherent desire for fatty, salty, rich bacon, it makes sense. We've been eating this stuff for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Processed and cured meats is also a way to treat it. So when you're looking at the preservation of pork belly and bacon, it actually will last quite a long time. That smoking process inherently is cooking it. So when you go to the butcher shop and you see a real quality, thick-cut cherry wood smoked bacon with big hunks of meat on it, I've actually eaten that right off of the strip. Not cooked, because the smoking process is...
Yeah, that cures it.
It is curing
it. Yeah, it cures it.
The salt in that you're using in your dry rub for the first phase of the process, the curing process, is preserving that meat. I mean, we've been using salted pork and salted beef for millennia.
Salted fish. Salted cod.
It's a great preservation. You know? One thing that people will typically bring up and fight you on, and it depends on which side of the fence you're on or who your best friend is and whether or not they own a butcher shop and can give you some inside tips, is about the nitrates and the nitrites.
Yes.
Okay, so for years there's been concerns about nitrates and nitrites, sodiums in your diet, and too much fat from the bacon and pork belly.
Right.
Nitrites are actually found naturally in the body. So there has to do with the makeup of salt and sodium. So you're getting some of that naturally anyway. They're actually found in vegetables as well. I'd like to get Farmer John's take on it, you know, off air, but nitrates and nitrites are found in a lot of organic compounds. The concern is what levels and how much of them you're eating.
Because aren't they adding? They're adding it for to preserve the food.
That's
is that correct.
Okay. That is correct. That's another beauty of getting raw pork belly, uncured, unsmoked pork belly yourself and treating it the way you want. Because you're not adding those preservatives into the curing process. So I salted this pork belly this morning right before I cooked it. I didn't soak it. I didn't brine it. If you want to make your own bacon, obviously, like we said, you want to cure it and smoke it. But if you want to just eat some great meat in the morning with your breakfast.
That's great. That is good.
It's a little bit of lavender salt and brown sugar. And I sprinkled it on right before I cooked it. I like my bacon thick. So you got the two camps as well. Crispy bacon versus chewy bacon. I like chewier bacon with just a little crispy edge. So I float in the middle. I'm a politician.
Just float in the middle. There it is. Yeah. How do you like your bacon? Sandy?
Chewy.
It's me too. I like it where it's almost undercooked, you know, or it's just starting to crinkle and all that stuff.
It reminds me that it's meat.
Yeah.
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 But boy, some people, they want that thing black.
They
totally
want it black.
I mean, you pick it up and it just falls apart and
Yep. And typically bacon is served in slices at the store. Again, thickness varies. Getting the pork belly allows you to do what you want with it. You can cube it. You can braise it. Braising is a big thing right now with chefs with pork belly, just like you do a big, tougher kind of cut of meat or a stew. Put it in some liquid, let it cook down, saturate those fats. It becomes, to use Chef Cindy's word, unctuous, because that fat absorbs all those flavors. It gets nice and soft and melty in your mouth. I like braising. I recommend trying to braise pork belly in root beer.
Root beer.
Get a little sassafras and a little birchy kind
of
flavoring.
Actually, that does sound good.
Yeah, it does. That's
really
interesting.
Nice. And maybe throw in a little bit of tarragon or fennel for that, for just some aroma and a little bit of floral essence.
Mm.
Well, we got our cooking lesson on pork belly. Everybody get out there and find your pork belly and
that's
cook
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. That's really
What's
good.
What's that, Dad? It's pork belly. Now eat it, son.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I recommend people going out there and trying the pork belly versus bacon. It's a different experience.
Right.
Again, you're able to season it the way you want. Try it in different ways. We use it with Brussels sprouts and all your typical vegetables you would with bacon, and it allows you a little bit cleaner slate and a palate to work with, kind of like a blank canvas.
Yum.
Very cool. Very cool.
We have a couple of giveaways.
Oh, we do? Oh, what are they?
So we're going to give away a pound of pork belly from the Ventura Meat Company.
Oh, neat.
And we're also going to give away a pair of tickets to that First Cut class on Thursday.
Okay.
All about fats, the healthy aspects of it, the flavors of using it in your dishes. And we want to get people a little more education about
it. So I was going to ask you about the First Cut. So just give me a little premise of what we are to see.
Sure. So the First Cut series, we're relaunching this for 4 months. We did it previously in the year. We did a 6-class series. This is a new 4-class series. The first one's going to be all about the benefits and flavors of cooking with healthy animal fats in your diet.
Okay.
And what that means. Pork belly will be a nice feature. We're going to talk about duck fat as well. In October, we're going to actually break down a side of beef in the class. Michael's bringing in a full side of beef. He's going to do all the major cuts first, and we're going to show people where different cuts are coming from on that animal. Give him a better perspective of where the meat is derived from on the animal.
Exactly. Where it's coming from.
We got a rancher coming in November to talk about how he, you know, raises cattle, the process, his daily life. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really cool discussion about what it means to get those products and those animals to our markets and to our plates. And then we have a special holiday edition as well that I'm not going to give a lot of details out on. But again, a portion of it is going back to food share. A portion of all our proceeds go back to food share, really showing that appreciation that we have and the passion for food and the fact that not everybody has that luxury.
Right.
So we want to educate people about the food and beverage in our lives and share our passion, but we also want to raise some awareness.
Of course.
You can find out more at everybodyshungry.org/firstcutseries. I've got all kinds of cool articles and stuff going on, and Everybody's Hungry as well, just in general, because it's all about the passion for food and beverage I bring every Saturday morning.
Awesome.
Outstanding. Awesome. So we have two giveaways there, a pound of pork belly. So if you've ever wanted to try pork belly, Jason's giving you the secrets on how to do it. 1 pound of pork belly, and the
one
next
pair
call,
of tickets.
We'll get a pair of tickets to First Cut on Thursday night. We're going to that, aren't we, Sandy?
Yep.
We got to be there. Okay, Thursday night we'll be there, and you come in and say hi to us and Jason, but we'll take those calls right now. Caller number 10 and 12 on those.
All right, we're going to go on a break. We're going to listen to some great sponsors. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.